From the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. The words of the Holy Gospel. We've been meditating for the last few Wednesdays on the Immaculate Heart of Mary as she contemplates the various mysteries of our Lord's early life. And tonight we focus on her journey to Bethlehem. Imagine Our Lady's Immaculate Heart contemplating, as the scriptures say, all these things in her heart, or holding these things in her heart, as she goes to Bethlehem and prepares to give birth to her Creator. Usually when it's time for a woman to give birth, there's a lot of care that goes into ensuring her comfort. And of course, St. Joseph is doing his best. But here she is riding on a donkey, traveling over rough roads. It's possible for her to resent this fact, but she doesn't because she's sinless. Contemplating this reality in her heart that the Creator of the universe would come into such lowly and seemingly unprovided for conditions, she had to marvel. When we say she keeps things in her heart, we don't mean the blood-pumping organ. We mean, of course, that deep and spiritual place within her soul, deeper than her mind, where she encounters the living God and continually repeats her fiat to him. Repeats it perhaps as she goes over the rough roads to Bethlehem, surrendering maybe the temptation to resentment, or surrendering the inability to understand how God could let himself be born into such lowly circumstances. Imagine the depths of her belief in God's providence, her trust in his goodness, that has to keep urging her on, has to be a motivation. She rejects the temptation to think, oh, God didn't actually send an angel to me, I just made that up. Or perhaps the temptation that God maybe spoke this miraculous message to me, but now he seems to be leaving me on my own to bring about this miraculous thing by my own power. She also rejects the temptation to resent St. Joseph for his poverty, for his inability to find a more suitable condition than a barn for the birth of this divine baby. In the depths of her sinless heart, she rests confident that God will fulfill in her what he has promised to her. That if he's asking this incredible thing from her, that he'll have to handle it himself. May Our Lady's Immaculate Heart intercede for us in this Advent and Christmas season, that we can also believe firmly and trust securely, that we'll be able to reject the temptations to resent our life circumstances or perhaps our less than perfect family situations. May she make our hearts more like her heart.